We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
Right. Up to you, Bill. Right. Seven for one. Come to me, seven. You beautiful baby. Come to me. £25,000.
I'd only get 10,000. I'll fill you the gas works.
You won't. Let's see what you got.
I'll pay £5,000 in Park Lane.
The dark blue one.
Now go on, you do it, double. You... Six.
Four and three, six. The financial wizard is boy.
Go on, seven. Go on. There we are.
I'll read it. Now, find £4,000, payable to me, and miss the next 7 years.
No, oh, tell me that. I don't believe you.
No, it's not in the pack. I'll double them up.
All right.
Now, my girl.
Now, come on, my boy.
Four. On the boot. One, two, three, four.
Now, well, well, well. You have inherited £5,000. Every time you land on chance, you lose a card and inherit a small fortune.
Just the way it goes. I mean, what a... Have a look through the window, see who that is.
Yes. Oh, it's Big James. Quick, Operation James. Scramble. You hide the silver, I'll stick the ornaments down. Keep your hands in your pocket.
All right, let's check now. Check.
Right.
Open up. Well... Well, open a door, call it into the peephole. We don't particularly want the likes of you around here. Be about your business. You know the town of the neighborhood.
Be off, be off, be off now.
You can show for your orphan cart in the front garden.
Orphan cart?
That's me, competition talking set.
Are you going to let me in?
Oh, what do you want?
I want to talk to you.
No. From past experience, I estimate that the many talks I've had with you have cost me approximately a shilling a word.
Now,
send me a telegram, then.
Okay. Oh, I won't keep you long.
It's dead urgent, I tell you.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what. As a token of my sincerity, I'll give you back the cigarette box I went last time I was there. Thank you, Sid. That's Jack Pycoffle.
Oh, very well.
Come in.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Oh.
Well, don't you give it up?
Cigarette?
Yeah.
New brand, you know. Hancock. I allowed him to call them after me, you know.
Well, when I heard how much Larry got, I thought, get in.
Hey, there's funny looking flags, don't I?
Well, you must realize they're a bit cheaper than the others. They're 20 for 8 them.
The filter tip goes 3/4 of the way up. See?
All right, I'll try one.
You got a light?
Yeah. Well, that's that. I'll finish it.
Have another one.
Yeah, I'll put it the other way this time. Makes a better smoke.
Hold on.
Yes?
Now, look. I'm in dead trouble. I'm at my wit's end. You've got to help me, Hancock.
Look, Phil.
We all like you. I'm sorry. I can't hide you anymore. Those floorboards have been up and down so many times, you can't get the crease out of the car. Oh, you got it wrong. I'm not on the run.
Well, what's wrong, then?
It's me dad.
What about your dad?
It's his birthday tomorrow. He's 83, and he's coming down to London to spend a holiday with me.
Well, very nice, too. What's wrong with that?
Well, I can't let him stay with me.
Why not?
Oh, I'm a bit ashamed of it, really, but...
Now, come on.
Well, you see, he kept reading in the papers that I was appearing in court. There was only one thing I could do.
What?
I told him I was a judge.
No, Justice James. How could you lie to your own father like that?
Oh, I had to. If he knew what I really want, he'd never get over it. So I was wondering if you'd do me a favor, let him stay with you for a fortnight.
You can't. Not your own father. He's looking forward to seeing his little boy again.
Oh, I'll come down and visit him. If he can't stop at my place, you'll wonder who the redhead is. And you'll never believe that light-fingered Louie and Spanish Henry are my clerks to the court. And all those cars coming in and going out, different colors. Now, he's bound to notice. It's too risky. I can't disillusion the old boy after all these years. He's proud of me. He loves me. Apart from that, he might turn me in. Now, please let him stay with you, Ancroft.
Well, if I do, it's not for you, Sid.
It's not for you, it's for him. Poor old man. Not a word about me.
You must find out from me, I promise.
Oh, thanks, Hancock. I won't forget this. I promise I'll never do you again. Until after he's gone.
Thank you, Sid. That's most kind. I knew I could rely on you.
Are you living to us, Sid?
Me and Bill will do our best to make the old boy comfortable. I'll tell you what. Let's give him a birthday party tomorrow, and you come round and see him. You'll like that.
All right, then.
Have a shave, you know.
Put the best suit on. Don't come round in that black and white hoop jersey and the sack, will you? Not really judge's gear, is it? All right, then I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again. Now, look after Dad, won't you? He's all I've got.
All right, Sid. Get out.
Well, shut off it. There you are, see? We're good in all of it. Old Sid got a spark of decency in him, after all. I think he's really very fond of his old dad. He's really grateful to me for doing this. Where's my silver candlestick gone? They were here a minute ago. I left them on the piano next to me gold lame soup. Oh, but it's dark out. He probably wanted to find his way home. Come on, William, to work. You've got to get the spare room ready.
Hey, that's my room. He's not having that.
Yes, he is. We'll have to make some other arrangement for you.
I'm not sleeping out in the dog kennel again.
Well, that's it. He should be quite comfortable now.
Let's see if we've forgotten everything.
Sheet, blanket, pillows. Either down, both down.
Oh, yes.
What?
Mattress.
Where is it? Come on, the mattress. Miss Sue, sweet us, lumber deeper. Where is it?
But drop that door kennel so hard.
Listen, he's 83. You can't expect him to sleep on the spring. Poor old man, he'll have little curly patterns all over him.
Well, I think this is carrying friendship too far. Putting me out in the door kennel. I think it's a downright liberty.
Listen, if I get much more of this, I'll cut your biscuits down. Now then, get those pictures off the wall.
Thank you, madam.
What an excellent picture.
You ought to be out, study.
Two and six a dozen. I'm fed up with using this place as a box number.
Oh, no. Leave them there. They're coming down.
Back him in front of him, he'll go into a coma. We'll put some decent stuff up there for my room. You know, Monica Red Glen, Island Chapel.
And when did you last see your father?
They don't draw stuff like that these days. They don't draw stuff like that. Of course they can't get the artists, you know. Oh, gone are the days of a plate of bananas and an apple. Well, fish bones and people with 3 ears these days.
don't know what the world's coming to. I should have been born 100 years ago, me. Much more at home, much more at home, much more luxury. Don't get tired these days. Quick flick through steel and hardware, and let me look.
What about the bed?
Oh, yes, forgive me, I was digesting. Yes, well, the mattress is in and the photographs are out. I think we're all set now. Don't forget he's an old man. Be nice to him. Treat him as if he was your own father. No, that's not right. Just keep out of his way. That'll be best.
That's him. Come on, see yourself up. Mal, that's the old National Health Service, isn't it?
Oh, are you Mr. Tiny? Oh, are you Mr. Tiny and Kick?
Well, that's near enough. You must be Mr. James.
That's right. Oh, Mr. James. Here you are. Hold me, bird. Hold your box, me bird, Clarence. Me toucan.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. Get in here. Don't put your finger in the cage, oh, dear me. Now have your finger off like a shot. Got jaws like razor blades in it.
All right.
Bill, come and hold the birthday. Don't put your
finger. No, don't tell him. Don't tell him. Might be a giggle, you never know.
Well, where's the rest of your baggage?
Out here on the step. Here, where shall I put Errol?
Who's Errol?
It's me goat. I never go anywhere without
Errol. Oh, well, I suppose you'd have to go in the dog kennel.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He can't. What about me?
You'll have to move out again. Go with the potting shed. Only got to clear out my Japanese miniatures.
Oh, no, there's all spiders and green fly in there.
They won't mind. Only for a fortnight. Now, come on, bring Mr. James back in.
Thank you, very nice. Come on, Percy.
Percy?
It's a donkey.
Oh. Where are we going to put him?
The potting tree.
Bill!
All right, I know, under the floorboard.
We'll start to see him in a minute as soon as Sidney arrives.
Are you sure he's coming?
Oh, sure. He wouldn't miss his old dad's birthday.
Yes, he's a good boy. He's a judge, you know.
No, I believe.
Oh, yes. His mother and I are a bit worried about him now. He's working too hard.
Really?
Yes. Must be very strenuous, his judge work. We notice every time he appears in court, he has to take holiday afterwards.
I remember he was very ill in 1947. 3 years,
isn't it? Yes. He went to Devon, stayed on the moors. You know, he sent us a lovely postcard. Lovely big hotel he was staying at. He had a little room all to himself. Very good at the eyes of the season, isn't it? Have you ever seen any of his cases?
Only the ones with the fourth bottles of smuggling.
Wrong cases? No.
Never green, you know. It's not enough proof. It's always hard with policemen when he's in court. It's very difficult.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing the young lass again. Very proud of him we are. He's always been very good to me and his mother. Liberace James, they call him. Every week he sends us money or a necklace or a ring or something.
That touches.
If that's another of your animals, dare I quit.
Animals don't ring bells. Go on, open the door.
Oh! Oh, good afternoon, Constable.
Good afternoon, sir. We have reasonably Sidney James there. He was seen proceeding in an easterly direction towards us.
What's this? You want Sidney? Oh, don't tell me he's got to go to court again.
Yes, he has, and we find him. He's wanted for a serious lead off the church roof guard.
Lead off the church roof? Why do they have to bother him with prison criminals? I thought he only tried the big stuff.
Oh, no, it's just me, your finest.
Look, it's my birthday. Don't someone go in his place?
Look, I think you better leave it to me, Jack. Officer, I'm afraid that Judge James is near.
Who?
I just say he's quiet. He's in his place today.
Have you looked in his chambers?
If you mean Fred the Mutant, I'll say he ain't there.
Yes.
He isn't here. If we see him, we'll tell him you're looking for him.
You'd better not. I'll be waiting outside the front gate.
Dear me, you'll be a judge, like a doctor called at any time.
Hancock, is he gone?
Yes. How did you get in?
I climbed in the back window. Quick, pull the curtain. Can't you keep out of trouble even for a fortnight?
It's not my fault. It's an old job. I did it last month. They didn't find out of it. It's gone till last night. The rain got in and threw the collecting plate up.
But as soon as the party's over, you can leave. Huh? Come on over here. Now, Sidney.
Look who's here.
Hello, son.
Oh, go on. Say hello to him.
Hello, Daddy.
Let me look at you, son. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 25 years. What have you done in all that time, son?
About 23.
Oh, I can't get over it. He looks just like his mother.
Oh, dear, a poor old lady.
How have you been keeping, son?
All right, Daddy. You?
Very well, very well.
How's Mummy?
Oh, fine. Oh, yes, she says, are you still facing your kind of an island boat?
Oh, no.
Oh, you should. Oh, you're a very naughty boy. You always were a delicate child.
Daddy, I'm 40 now.
Doesn't matter. The night here is no good to you.
The city is all he ever gets.
Yeah, well, let's get on with the tea, shall we? Here we are, Daddy. Here's a birthday present for you.
Oh, lovely. A pair of silver candlesticks.
Here, they're mine. Shut up.
Oh, what a good boy you are. We've kept every present you ever sent us. Your mother will be pleased with these. I know very well with the ornamental cloth.
That's where it went. Well, got any Georgian silverware?
Yes.
Yes, I thought you might have.
4,000 pounds?
Yes, we got lots of odd pieces.
So am I.
We'll have to get together one day and make a set.
What's the matter, Vincent?
Have you got a television set?
No, no, I've always wanted one.
Still hide it.
Come on, what about this thing? Look, I brought a lovely birthday cake round for you.
Well, there's some poor baker around here, needs a front window. Oh, that is a nice bait for this.
Edwardian Fred's missus made it.
Who? Who's that?
That's Justice Edwardian Fred. His colleague of mine. Yes. Let's sit down and see, shall we?
Wait a minute. Haven't you forgotten something, Sidney?
What?
Go and wash your hands.
Oh.
And this is one of Sidney Tyson when he was 9.
Ah, isn't that sweet? Mm. HMS Lollipop, isn't it?
Oh, for Pete's sake, why don't...
Hello.
Here's one. Oh, dear, on the rug here.
Oh, he's not double then, look at it.
My favorite, taken when he was 11 in the church choir. Oh, he's a bravo, he was.
Oh, turn it up, Daddy.
In choir, I could eat your crust up. He was an angelic boy, wasn't he? Because favorite, wasn't your son? Always let him take the collection.
How is the old church these days?
It isn't. It closed down just after you left when the collection money disappeared.
Oh, it's a pity, but I've got to be going.
Oh, dear, have you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. I've got a couple of heavy sentences to pass today. You know, another start.
Well, I think your policeman brings out time to drive you down there. They've got the car. I'll call them.
He's over there.
Did I know it's his birthday, but you don't have to stuff the cake down his throat.
Well, I'm off. I'll get out the back way.
See you tomorrow, Daddy.
Hancock. What? Get the floorboards up. They're out the back as well.
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Kerr. Is Sidney home yet?
Yes, he came in at about 4 o'clock this morning.
He's under the floorboards now, I suppose.
Yes, he likes to go straight to his room when he comes in.
Judges didn't use the word like that in my day. Did you living under the floorboards all day and going out at midnight every night. Coming home at 4 o'clock and straight under the floor. Yeah. Pass me that shoe. Morning, son! Poor old brother. Strange place to work. He's been there 3 days now. Must be a very secret case he's working on.
Yeah, that's it.
It's actually difficult to be safe down there. The heat stops.
The heat's on. That's why he's down there.
Morning, all.
Good morning.
I said, order.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, it's in front of you.
Oh, it is. What, may I ask, are you going to eat it with? My fingers aren't quite the right shape for porridge, eggs, and bacon. Go and get the cutlery.
There's none there.
Of course there's some there. I bought a new silver set last week. £30 that lot cost me.
I tell you, they're not there.
Jake, where's the cutlery?
How do I know?
Never mind.
Toast and coffee. Anything in the papers?
No? Oh, another bank robbery last night, that's all.
What's this about the bank robbery?
Oh, nothing. It says here, third bank robbery in 3 nights. Between midnight and 4 o'clock in the morning, police still looking for the thief. £1,000 reward for any information leading to his capture.
Oh, dear. A lot of money. I wonder if Sydney knows who done them.
Yes, I wonder.
I wouldn't worry about it, Chester.
You go up to your room and have a rest, eh?
Yes, precisely.
Yes.
Oh, dear, I've
got
a lot of money.
Poor old man, he must never find out what a rogue he produced.
Ed, come on out. Come on. I want to have a word with you. Come on out.
What about the rogues?
Never mind about them. Come on out.
Oh.
Well, move the little board and poke your head out, then. I want to talk to you.
What? You cad. You veritable bounder. What a nerve. How dare you use my house as a base for your nefarious activities?
Fool. I don't know what you're talking about. If it wasn't for your dear old father, I'd turn you in the shop and collect the reward money.
Look, I don't pretend I haven't intended to do it.
I had it worked out for weeks. That's why I whipped the lead from the church to put down a deposit on the tools for the bank job. I had a plan worked out of a little black book for ages, and what happens? Each night I get down to the bank, look for half an hour on the door, and then I find it's already open. I go inside, use half a pound of jelly on the vault, and find out empty. I've been done all along the line. Somebody's working my territory.
You want to be ashamed of yourself.
I am. First time this has happened to me in 20 years of trading. Old established firm like me, I'm going to give it one more go. I've got one more bank on my list, the Northern Provincial. I'm going to do that one tonight.
You are not? I'm going to tell the police.
Oh, no, you won't. What about me poor old dad? It'll kill him. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You fiend. You scurvy knave.
Leave my house and never darken my floors again.
Oh, shut up.
When I put the nice job off, I'll refurnish the old place out for you. All right, nail the board down. I'm going to chip till 0 hour. And I'm not going to be messed about again tonight.
Blimey, it's empty again. How are we going to break it to the poor old man?
Why, what's happened?
It's in the papers. Look. Sid got caught last night trying to rob the bank. The police were there waiting for him.
But what about the money? What happened to it?
I don't know. 80,000 taken from the 4 robberies. Sid said he didn't do it, but we know. Isn't it somewhere?
What are we going to tell the old man? He'll break his heart when he hears about this.
Well, he's got to find out sometime. Let's go in and get it over with.
All right. Lock on his door. He'll probably still be in bed.
James?
Oi, oi.
Are you awake?
Yes, sir, minute. I won't be long. 79,998.
79,999.
80,000.
Oh,
the pound is up near
our door.
Of course.
What I'd like to know is, how did the police know Sid was going to be there last night?
Oh, somebody tipped them off to collect the
£1,000
reward.
Of course.
999. 1,000.
All right, you can come in now.
Mr. James,
I don't quite know how to tell you this, but hello, you're pressed there, are you? You going?
Yes, going back to the wife. There's no point in stopping now. Sydney's not here. I've got me taxi waiting outside.
Well, I'm sorry you're going. It's been very nice meeting you.
We'll carry your bags out for you. Just sit in the taxi and leave it to us, eh?
Oh, this is nice. Oh, I never expected that.
15 cabin tests, 8 suitcases, 5 sacks and a Gladstone bag.
And this stuff out of the living room.
Oh, the 7 big wooden crates. Yes, sir. Here you are. You only have the 1 suitcase when you arrive.
Yes, well, I bought a few presents for the wife and some firewood for the 50
wheels. Yes, yes, of course. Breaks the heart, doesn't it, really?
Bill, you've got a change, haven't you?
Why, what do you want?
Well, our trip's going to be a bit short. I suppose the least we can do is to see him. All right, for a few quid, you know.
Oh, yeah, sure. I've only got a couple here.
That's all right, that'll do. I've got a few.
Mr. James?
Yes?
Here you are, looking for a little something for yourself.
You know, keep it going through the winter. Oh, 100 weight of coal or something.
I don't know what to say.
No.
Oh, thank you. Mother, we're good of you. And now an old man's not forgotten. Oh, thank you very much.
Tell me, go on, please.
Well, the taxi's waiting. I better go. Goodbye.
There he goes.
What a wonderful old man. Off of the air.
I'm glad we met him.
Ah, well, let's go back in.
Yeah.
What a grand old man.
Ah, well, let's have some dinner.
No cutlery, remember?
Oh, well, let's have some coffee.
No coffee pot.
Oh, well, we'll just sit and watch the show.
Hello.
What?
No Terry. Look,
what?
The house is in completely fit. The living room empty. The lounge strip naked.
Oh, no. Still. He's being taken for a pair of dead mustaches.
Of course you know what's happened. It's as plain as a skin on your head. Why didn't I see it? What a couple of idiots.
That old man.
What? While we were packing all his luggage, somebody sneaked in and robbed our house.
Well, that's all the lousy luck.
I know.
No. Can't you bless him? With all the people worth up on yourself.
Take that poor old man out there. He's got nothing.
My heart beats for him.
We'll invite him down again when we've finished the place out, of course. Oh, well. Let's go to bed.
No bed. Well, there's only one thing for it. Get the floorboards up.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Hattie Jakes, and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Mayne Wilson.